Anybody who's seen cable TV news has learned by now that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has a gift for expressing himself. But we didn't realize just how great a gift until now. Consider one of Rumsfeld's most famous public statements. Last year, he tried to explain why he was suggesting that Iraq could be linked to Al-Qaeda, even though there wasn't much evidence.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Writer Hart Seeley studied that statement and heard, "Art. Take a transcript of Rumsfeld's statement, organize it into lines and stanzas, and it becomes a poem." We called on one of our colleagues for a dramatic interpretation.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know.
Hart Seeley has compiled many examples of the Secretary's works in a new book called Pieces of Intelligence, The Existential Poetry of Donald Rumsfeld, and he joins us now from WAER in Syracuse, New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what about Donald Rumsfeld's transcript said poetry to you?
I was watching Ari Fleischer deflecting questions during a White House news briefing, and I thought, wow, you know, there's poetry in the way he deflects these questions. So I went to the White House transcripts and tried to put together a poem by Ari Fleischer. I came up with like one, and it wasn't really that good a poem. And I said, well, you know, so much for that. And all of a sudden, I saw Rumsfeld on one of those news briefings. He was everything that Ari Fleischer wasn't in terms of just taking whatever whim exploded in his head and going with it.
Let's play a tape of Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary. This is from February 28, 2003, and we will hear the poem in its original form first.
Therefore, I think what you'll find is whatever it is we do substantively, there will be near perfect clarity as to what it is. and it will be known, and it'll be known to the Congress, and it'll be known to you, probably before we decide it. But it'll be known.
Hart Seeley, I love that. I mean, you don't quite hear it in his read, but when I look here on page 42 of the book, it almost begins to have a kind of biblical cadence to it.
Cadence is the word. He has a way about him that he starts a sentence, stops, goes back, adds another stanza, and then completes his thought. He does that all the time. A lot of those things, though, really turned out to make great poems because it makes it sound as though he's building on something.
Can you read us Donald Rumsfeld haikus that you've selected from the transcripts of his press briefings?
This is entitled Evasion Haiku. I'm working my way over to figuring out how I won't answer.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, three lines.
December 3rd, 2002, he said that to the Department of Defense in a news briefing. Here's one called In Command. He spoke this to Meet the Press on NBC in March of this year. A government is governing or it's not, and if not, someone else is. You know, that speaks volumes. That goes deep.
I'm not sure if it's always true, but what the heck. Let's listen to the master himself read another bit of poetry here, if we can, Hart Seeley. This is going to be a selection that you titled Flying To from Donald Rumsfeld, and he was speaking on April 26, 2002. He was meeting with troops in Central Asia.
That's not always true. I mean, you think of the B-52 is doing just fine, thank you. And so am I. Thank you very much.
Kind of a witty remark there, but when you give it a dramatic reading, after you get it down on the page as a poem, it takes on quite a different character, kind of a Dr. Seuss character, if you will.
Now that is not always true. Think of the B-52. It's still flying just fine, thank you. And so am I, thank you.
Would you, could you, in a B-52?
I know, there is that that Seussian quality to it. And you know, that was one that I was really proud of because it rhymes. And, you know, you don't get many rhymes when you're working the found poem bit.
You got a favorite poem among all of these?
My favorite is Night at Camp David. He's told it to the Washington Post on January 9th, 2002, and he was talking about George Bush, and it goes as follows. We had our dinner, went to bed, and I think he came in and someone said, "Do you want to go to a movie?" I didn't want to go to a movie. I'm not sure that was that night, but it was one of those nights. In any event, that's the last thing I need, is a movie. My whole life's a movie.
The words of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, as organized by Hart Seeley. He's a reporter for the Syracuse Post-Standard, and he compiled the book Pieces of Intelligence, the Existential Poetry of Donald Rumsfeld. He joined us from Syracuse. Mr. Seeley, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we also want to thank NPR's own Ron Elving, who provided dramatic readings of some of Rumsfeld's poems, including this one that we'll end with. It's called End Zen.
How does it end? It ends. That's all.